Nolte, New York Magazine forced to admit Democrat run San Francisco's doom loop is real. By John Nolte on May 11, 2023. A reporter for the far-left New York Magazine admits she set out to disprove all this doom loop talk about Democrat-run San Francisco. Instead, she discovered Democrat-run San Francisco is in a doom loop. A note to my fellow San Franciscans, I'm sorry. I know. There's always some story in the East Coast press about how our city is dying. San Franciscans hate, these pieces. You're a stooge and a traitor for writing one. When I set out reporting, I wanted to write a debunking the doom piece myself. Yet to live in San Francisco right now, to watch its streets, is to realize that no one will catch you if you fall. In the first 3 months of 2023, 200 San Franciscans ODed, up 41% from last year. Democrats have a monopoly on power in Frisco, and the results have been catastrophic, especially downtown. It could not have been more than 15 years ago when my wife and I spent a few days in Frisco. What a gorgeous city it was, a jewel on the West Coast. We walked for miles, all over, everywhere, and never once felt uncomfortable or threatened. Well, look at it now. Since the spring of 2019, Salesforce, the city's largest employer, has laid off 9,000 employees and ditched nearly a million feet of office space. Meta has laid off 21,000 employees and ditched 435,000 feet of office space in San Francisco. Now, late one morning this dark spring, next to the Salesforce Tower, the Salesforce Transit Center, designed by Cesar Pelli's firm and opened in August 2018 to serve as the city's main bus hub, was empty, as in truly vacant. What caused this? Democrats. We will start with San Francisco's anti-science lockdowns. First, everyone discovered they could work from home and then discovered how much they enjoyed it. Next, employers discovered they could save a fortune on rent by having everyone work from home. The result? Downtown is a ghost town, and when normal people move out, vagrants, junkies, and criminals move in. When normal people move out, restaurants, bars, and coffee shops lose their customer base. Add to this Joe Biden's recession. Add to this the Democrats' war on cops. Add to this the decriminalization of pretty much every crime, including violent crime. The doom loopy vision laid out for downtown SF was not pretty, admits NYMag. Workers don't return, offices remain empty, restaurants shutter, transit agencies go bankrupt, tax bases plummet, public services disappear. Get a load of this nugget. Cell phone activity in downtown SF is 32% of pre-pandemic levels. That number is 75% in New York. Well, duh. What did you think was going to happen? How is that left-wing utopia working out for you? Jake Shields, a friend of the recently murdered Cash App founder Bob Lee, told NYMag that this was not just an office apocalypse. It was unmitigated, spiraling, homicidal doom. You can do whatever you want. You can shit in the streets, he said. The logical next step is to start killing people. Watch, San Francisco DA, we still have out-of-control drug dealing, rampant retail theft, and repeated violent attacks on Asians. And nothing will improve because improvement requires policy changes and Democrats admitting their mistakes. Well, Democrats, as we see in almost every Democrat-run city, would prefer to see their cities implode rather than admit they are wrong. And I am not just talking about elected Democrats. I am talking about the idiot voters who think they are owning the Trump darts as their cities turn into third-world garbage piles. Let me tell you something. I do not care. If I could help San Francisco, I would, but I cannot. Everyone knows how to fix urban blight. It happened in the 80s and 90s. The blueprint is right there. But the fake media and Democrats have labeled that blueprint racist. So what should I do? Waste one moment's sleep over something I can do nothing about? Nope. We maggotards already live in the utopia leftists claim to want. And as far as I am concerned, the Democrats in these Democrat-run dumps have chosen to live like this, which is their right. It is your city. Feel free to destroy it, no skin off my nose. Newsflash, you are in a doom loop because you voted for a doom loop. And that is not my problem. If you need me, I will be grilling steaks, mowing the lawn, and porch sitting over here. Dummies. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.